Hello. Many years ago, I had an interview for a training role within the company that I worked for. So it was an internal interview. But as part of that interview, I had to do a presentation. And the presentation was about what my thoughts were for managing the whole training function within the organization. And as I started my presentation, one of the HR managers in the room closed his eyes. He leaned back in his chair and tilted his head back. And he remained like that with his eyes closed for the whole of my presentation. Now, as you can imagine, that kind of shook me quite a lot. But fortunately, there were other people in the room, so I directed my presentation towards them. A few weeks later, I was walking down one of the corridors in the office building where I worked, and the HR manager was walking towards me, and he stopped me and he said, "Martin, I've got to say, that presentation was brilliant. Your process, the flowchart you put in place, the way that you linked training needs analysis to organizational goals and evaluation back to training needs analysis and so on." And I was completely gobsmacked because he listened intently to every word that I said and remembered it, and it all made sense to him. And yet, when I was watching him, I had no idea that he was listening. In fact, I thought he was asleep. So that's a great example of passive listening. The problem with passive listening is that the person who's talking is quite likely to just shut up, because if we don't believe we're being listened to, it's really difficult for us to carry on talking and carry on giving that information. So I want to talk to you about the opposite of passive listening, which is active listening, not surprisingly. And the way to actively listen is really about demonstrating that you're listening to somebody else, regardless of whether you are or not. I mean, hopefully you are. But you can be listening with your eyes closed, and yet the other person doesn't know that you're listening. So to demonstrate that you're listening is really, really important. And it's quite straightforward. It's quite simple. It's not necessarily easy because it's something else that you need to remember and get into the habit of doing. But essentially, the first point is about eye contact. It's about looking at the person, making eye contact, not intently, not intensely, and not intensively, and not for a long period of time, because that's kind of unnatural. But looking at somebody, giving them eye contact, helps them feel like they're being listened to. Your body language can make a big difference as well. We've talked about rapport and body language on other videos, and it's important to build that rapport with the person that you're talking to and to match your body language with theirs. But really importantly, make sure you're looking at them. Eye contact, leaning towards them, perhaps even with your head slightly on one side, can demonstrate that listening pose. So the first thing is eye contact. The second thing is the way that you respond to the person who's talking to you. So, nodding, saying, okay, yeah. So demonstrating that you're listening by interacting with them, but not really saying anything, just making that noise that says, yeah, I'm listening. Of course, like with all of these things, if you do it too long and too often, it can seem irritating because, I don't know whether you've ever been in this situation, but talking to somebody who just constantly going, yep, can get really irritating. So, be natural with it, but, nod and say ahas. Probably the most important way to demonstrate that you're listening, and not just listening, but actually understanding what they're saying and what it's like to be them and be them in their shoes, are a couple of techniques that we call paraphrasing and summarizing. So I'll start with summarizing first. And this is all about reflecting back what somebody has just said to you in a shorter form. So, you see that on the news, they have the summary of the news at the end, just to say, we've shortened this down and this is what's happened today. So if somebody tells you what's going on in their lives, let's just say I was at home all day waiting for my delivery to arrive today, and you said it was going to be here between 12 and 1 o'clock. It hasn't arrived. I've waited in all day. I've lost a day's work. I feel really aggrieved by this, and I want to know what you're going to do about it. So, to reflect back and demonstrate that you've understood and that you've listened, you might just say, right, okay, you stayed in all day, you've missed a day's pay, and you're feeling really aggrieved, and you'd like to know what we're going to do about it. Is that right? Yes, of course it is. So, summarizing what somebody said, it's important, really, in this sense, if you're summarizing, to use the same words that people are using to you. Because if you use different words, that's what we call paraphrasing. So in that same example, I might summarize what somebody said, but use my own words. So you want us to solve your problems for you. You're feeling really upset and annoyed because you've been in all day. So I'm reflecting back, I'm summarizing, I'm shortening, but I'm also using my own words. The only problem with paraphrasing is that because words have specific meanings to us as individuals, you know, I often do the exercise where I get a group of people to picture an elephant in their mind. And when I get them to describe that elephant, they're all different. There's some similarities because they're all elephant shaped. But essentially, what we mean by the word elephant is different than what you mean by the word elephant, although there might be some overlap. So when you paraphrase, you might well get the person who you're talking to say, that's not what I meant. But then, of course, you've got into a discussion about more detail, and it's shown that you've listened. So the important thing about active listening is about being involved. You might ask questions to probe into more detail. Although if you really want somebody to just talk, when you start to ask questions, you might shift them off at a tangent, depending on what questions you asked. So be careful about that. It may be that what you want to do first is just listen to their story in full, summarize it, reflect it back to them, and then say, okay, so where do we go now? What would you like to happen next? Or what I think we could do is whatever the next stage of that conversation is. But listening is such an important part of communication that it's important to get it right. And to get it right, you need to be focused. You need to be on it. You need to know what it is that you're listening to. One of the things that I found as a coach is that I don't make notes. I mean, lots of coaches make notes. I don't make notes at all. And the reason I don't make notes is because when I've got my head down and I'm writing, I'm breaking eye contact, I'm breaking rapport, I'm making notes, which means I'm thinking about something else. I might miss something that the other person says that's really important. So I don't take notes. What I do is I focus and I listen and I actively listen. I reflect back what people have said. I build that rapport. I ask questions. I get it very clear in my mind. And what I've found over the years of doing this is that I actually don't need to make notes because it's all in here. You know, we've talked before about the fact that if you're 100% focused, you take in everything, you're more likely to remember it than if you've distracted by taking notes or whatever else it is you're doing. So I find I don't need to take notes. And I find that when I meet somebody for the next coaching session or, you know, for the next therapy session or whatever it is, you know, next training course, when I meet them again, I've remembered what they said last time because I was focused at the time. And the important thing here is that this is about getting other people to open up. And the more that they believe they're being listened to, the more they're going to open up. So regardless of whether you're listening or not listening, you know, if you're listening, you need to demonstrate that you're listening rather than, as David did, sitting back with your eyes closed, even though you might be a very auditory person. So you're taking the information in that way. And so you remember everything that I say. It's only because I was talking to the other people and not to him that I managed to get through my presentation. Because if he'd done that when it was only the two of us, I probably would have just shut up. So remember to actively listen rather than passively listen and demonstrate and make that conscious effort that you are listening to people so that people know that you're listening.